Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Hello, my name is Rooz Berashidi. I am an Iranian-Irish filmmaker based in Dublin. I have been active as a filmmaker over the past 2 decades, and I have made over 30 underground feature-length films since the year 2000. I am also responsible for the formation of the Experimental Film Society, also known as EFS, which used to be a film collective between the year 2000 until 2017, and after that it became a film company in order to facilitate the more ambitious and bigger and more funded projects that currently we are undertaking. As a filmmaker in my own right, I do not resort to conventional methods of filmmaking, and my approach and my views on cinema have always been somehow experimental, alchemical, shamanic, or underground, if I may say. So I do not work with the scripts. I do not work with text. My films are really about discovery and exploration, and I look at cinema as a laboratory of experimentation. It's really about craft, maintaining the craft, enhancing the craft, and creating new ways and new type of imagery each time that I make films with. So I'm really obsessed with a number of factors. Some of them include the history of cinema itself, the history of the medium, the films of the past. I would like to look at them as ghosts, as phantasmagoria, as sources of inspiration. So I have this kind of vampiristic relationship with cinema. I feed on history of cinema. I live on it. I constantly watch films, and I try to kind of recycle or reinvent the images that I have consumed into my own work. So that's one factor. The other factor would be the technical ones. I'm very much interested in experimenting and playing with old and new technology and the combination of both digital and analog. I'm very much interested in optics, lenses, filters, and I have attempted to make even my own. I embrace many, many different forms of cameras and equipments to create films with. In terms of distributing these films, when you're making such films, I found that in the very early on, I realized that it's extremely hard to distribute these films, to put them into circulation. And what I came up with was the solution, was to create a network of friends, a network of like-minded artists and filmmakers in order to screen these films, in order to breathe a life into them. So not only I screen my own films through Experimental Film Society, through the infrastructure of Experimental Film Society, but also I screen the films of my own colleagues, my own collaborators, the people who I have been collaborating over the past 20 years, some less, some more, within that system. So Experimental Film Society is not only a production company, but also a distribution company that I came up with, and it has developed over the number of years, that we could screen these films with very or little money, just on the basis of communication, on the basis of networking, on the basis of understanding what is going on around the world in terms of underground cinema, in terms of experimental cinema, and try to make cultural bridges between these little isolated activities around the world. So once you are kind of putting everything, directing all the energy into one unique cultural cloud, you will see a very enlightening system of thinking, system of different type of approaching cinema. And that's what I have been trying to do with Experimental Film Society. So that would also bring me to the Berlinale Talents, which I'm extremely excited to be participating in it. The theme of this year is collective, and I could not be more happier about this, because I have been dealing with such topics and such themes and such concepts into my work and into my distribution of my work over the past 2 decades. I'm extremely looking forward to go to Berlin and share my own experience, but more importantly, learn from other film collectives, other filmmakers, other artists, and the theaters and the workshops and the symposium or the summit that is going on there. So this is a very important factor for me. So I'm hoping to go there very soon and initiate more meaningful and more cultural engagement with different collectives and different filmmakers around the world and absorb as much as I can in the Berlinale talents. So I'm deeply, deeply grateful to the opportunity. I could not be more happier, and I'm very much looking forward to it. Okay, it is also worth mentioning that the year 2020 is the 20th anniversary of Experimental Film Society, and this is a very unique and a big milestone for all of us in the Experimental Film Society. So we are preparing and already started to have many different activities, screenings, workshops, talks, and performances in Europe and internationally throughout the world, which will culminate in a very ambitious and big exhibition in Dublin, Ireland, but at the end of the year. But before that, we are planning to travel with our films into many different cities and present them in person and engage with the audience. And also Berlinale Talent is a magnificent opportunity for me and for all of us to be inside and to initiate these contacts, to create this meaningful engagement with our work. Some of the projects in Experimental Film Society would be video on demand. We have a very extensive catalog of video on demand, which you can see more than 50 feature-length films online. We have a film journal, online film journal, which very dedicated to the craft of experimental cinema, to the craft of underground cinema, called EFS Publications. We have our own little experimental film festival called Luminous World Experimental Film Festival, which we have done twice without any budget whatsoever. It's just a complete grassroots approach to presenting these films. We have a music band, or better say, a noise project called Cinema Cyanide, which we would make films, albums and music and sound installation on the basis of our own film, because our films are very much about the sonic, the audio side as well. So we play with audio a lot. I also have a project called Homo Sapiens Project, which is an ongoing video of experimental video about the notion of cinema itself. So there are multiple activities in Experimental Film Society that that we are all engaged with. It's a kind of a mutating, living and breathing organism, which has a life of its own. So for me, being the Berlinale and talk about all this and find new ways of collaborating is my main goal, and I cannot wait to be there and be engaged with. Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.